Conversation 2. Hi, Miss Rowling. How old were you when you started to write, and what was your first book?
I wrote my first finished story when I was about 6. It was about a small animal, a rabbit, I mean, and I've been writing ever since.
Why did you choose to be an author?
If someone asked me how to achieve happiness, step one would be finding out what you love doing most, and step two would be finding someone to pay you to do it. I consider myself very lucky indeed to be able to support myself by writing.
Do you have any plans to write books for adults?
My first two novels were for adults. I suppose I might write another one, but I never really imagine a target audience when I'm writing. The ideas come first, so it really depends on the idea that grabs me next.
Where did the ideas for the Harry Potter books come from?
I've no idea where the ideas came from, and I hope I never find out. It would spoil my excitement if it turned out I just have a funny little wrinkle on the surface of my brain, which makes me think about invisible train platforms.
How do you come up with the names of your characters?
I invented some of them, but I also collect strange names. I've gotten them from ancient saints, maps, dictionaries, plants, war memorials, and people I've met.
Oh, you're really resourceful.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What do we learn from the conversation about Ms. Rowling's first book? Question 23. Why does Miss Rowling consider herself very lucky? Question 24. What dictates Miss Rowling's writing? Question 25. According to Miss Rowling, where did she get the ideas for the Harry Potter books?